joking a lot today, saying he's like, I don't know how much he's going to play. May depend on weather, may depend on this. You're playing, right? I mean, you feel like you're going to play in this game, right?
Yeah, I mean, I plan to play. Like I said, it's always his decision. But, I mean, we haven't talked about it. I don't know how much, but, yeah, I plan to play.
Sam, you know, you see, you base it on what the coach tells you in terms of volume of plays, but you know your body better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to get ready for a regular season, do you think, in terms of game reps? Not some practice rep, but game reps.
Yeah, I think just getting out there and getting a feel for kind of game speed. You know, I think I said last week after the game it was good to get out there and just kind of feel the speed of the game. I think it ramps up when you're out there. You know, the preseason's one speed, but then even when you get to the regular season, you know, it ramps up another level. But, you know, I think just getting back out there, you know, getting used to bodies around me in the pocket, being able to move away from those in the pocket, you know, and just getting a feel for everything.
Would you expect not to play in the fourth game? It's pretty typical to start, usually doesn't play the fourth.
I don't know. You know, we still haven't even talked about this game. I don't know how Coach does it.
Maybe this might be your last chance.
Yeah, I don't know how Coach does it here.
The last 2 years, I mean, Foles and Vic both played into early in the third quarter. So, assuming it's something like that, which is kind of the norm, I know Chip won't say it, you don't know yet, but
right.
How good will it be to kind of go through the process of playing a series, going to the bench, kind of looking at photos, going back out there, and just kind of doing that and getting into, like, regular season mode that way?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be nice. I think you know, like I said, the biggest thing would just be getting into a rhythm. You know, obviously, you know, last week to play the one drive was great, but, you know, it's nice to go on the field multiple times, you know, establish that rhythm, come over, like you said, work on communication, you know, with the line, with the receivers, talk about what we're seeing on the field. So, you know, when it gets to the regular season, that's not something that we're trying to work through.
Were you at all a little more at ease this week after getting hit in that game this past weekend and getting up, being okay? I know you've mentioned that as a check mark, but were you at all at a little more ease this week at all, knowing, hey, I'm fine?
Yeah, you know, I think it was nice to get out there, you know, take a few shots, get back up, know that my body can still do it and still take those hits. You know, I think it was kind of that last box that needed to be checked off. So, you know, I did feel good knowing that.
It's at Lambeau. I mean, it's going to be a hostile crowd. It'll be your first road game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? Is that kind of a good thing? I mean, Atlanta, obviously the opener, you know, on the road. Is it going to be good to kind of experience not perfect conditions like you might have at the link?
Yeah, you know, I think it's nice. Obviously, you know, probably have to work some silent count, which is what we expect to have to do week one in Atlanta. You know, that changes some things just with motion timing, you know, just different little things in our offense that you take for granted when you play at home and everyone can hear the snap count. So I think it will be good, you know, to get a challenge, you know, from a good Green Bay team on the road.
Last one right here, Megan.
What's been it like developing a relationship with Jordan Matthews, and what have you seen from a guy who is coming into his second year?
Man, you know, he's a really good player. You know, it's been a lot of fun with him on the field. You know, he's not your typical slot receiver. You know, he's bigger. He's got more range than most of the guys that play in there. And for a quarterback, you know, it's great because I really trust him. I think his catch radius is really big. You know, so it gives me a lot of room to put the ball to him.